Political conventions are, at least in theory, supposed to be about party unity. But yesterday in New Hampshire, a disagreement among Democrats over presidential debates broke out on the convention floor. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz came to New Hampshire to rally the party faithful and to bash the other guys. But a whole lot of people in the audience had something else they wanted her to address. The presidential debate schedule set out by the DNC. A total of 6 debates, just one of them in the first in the nation primary state of New Hampshire. Twice, Schultz had to give up on her prepared remarks and address the hecklers.
Come on, folks. We are all on the same side. So let's make sure that we focus on the Republicans. We should not be arguing amongst ourselves. We have a job to do. We have a president to elect.
When former Maryland governor and current presidential candidate Martin O'Malley spoke, he took a dig at what he calls the party malpractice of having so few debates.
We have witnessed not one, but 2 unanswered rounds of nationally televised Republican presidential debates, led by that racist, anti-immigrant, carnival barker, Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders fan Pat Kinney also wants a more robust schedule of debates.
The one in New Hampshire is just before Christmas. The Republicans have gotten all this exposure, and we've gotten nothing, you know, in the meantime.
The first Democratic debate isn't for another month, and the DNC is showing no signs of changing its plans. Hillary Clinton and Sanders aren't actively advocating a change in the debate schedule, but say if the party adds more, they will gladly attend. So for voters outside of the early states who want to do comparison shopping, convention speeches like these, televised on C-SPAN, are their best shot. When Clinton spoke, the hall was a sea of Clinton shirts, signs, and thundersticks. She told the crowd there are plenty of other candidates who will tell you what is wrong with America.
But if you want a president who will listen to you, work her heart out to make your life better, and together to build a stronger, fairer, better country, then you're looking at her.
As if like magic, by the time Sanders, the Vermont senator, took the stage, the crowd had transformed, and it was all powder blue Sanders signs and shirts. He said the only way Democrats are going to win in 2016 is if voter turnout is strong. And that, he said, is going to require a candidate who will get them excited, energized.
And with all due respect, that will not happen with politics as usual. The same old will not likely be successful.
One potential candidate who wasn't at the convention is Vice President Joe Biden, who is still considering whether to jump in. And at least some in the hall were waiting to find out what he decides before committing to a candidate. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.